You are listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast with host Sean Castrina.
All right, today is going to be a great podcast. I'm excited. I have an author. I have a founder of a company. I have Elisa Schmitz here with me today. Elisa, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Oh, it's fabulous to be here. Thanks for having me, Sean.
And let me make sure my audience, I said Elisa Schmitz. Okay, there we go. I want to make sure that comes out right. Okay, you founded iParenting Media, which was acquired by Disney. I like to start with, how did you become an entrepreneur? When did you make that pivot to being an entrepreneur? When did you know you were going to be an entrepreneur?
Wow. So that's a, you know, loaded, deep question, but I'm going to start with a very easy answer, which is I didn't intentionally set out to start that company. It came about through a personal need in my own life. So I was expecting my first child. I was shortly, out of graduate school, working as a journalist, and really realizing the need for pregnancy information in my own life, looking for a pregnancy magazine. Maybe it was the journalist in me, you know, I just really wanted a lot of questions answered. And so looked around the marketplace, trying to find it, could not find what I was looking for, which then led me to, you know, have that, you know, moment of, okay, if it doesn't exist, maybe it makes sense to create it myself. And then, you know, it sort of went on from there. I researched the market, talked to experts, talked to consumers, and decided that this was indeed a need in the marketplace that needed filling. And so that's how it got started.
And then how do you sell a company to Disney?
It's in the book now. It's again, a long story and something that I set out to answer with the book because,
And we're going to get into that. Her book is, we're going to go there. It's called Become the Fire, Transform Life's Chaos into Business and Personal Success. We're definitely going to jump there. I'm trying to get some cheat sheets here to build this credibility as an entrepreneur. Anybody sells a business to Disney, I want, this is a 10-minute entrepreneur. I want the 45-second, how did it happen version.
Okay. So building this pregnancy website into a parenting website, pouring all of this, you know, passionate devotion into this, you know, mission, really, it was a mission. And it just kept growing. It kept growing and growing and growing. And the timing of it was, you know, fascinating, right? With the whole dot-com boom, the dot-com bust, you know, we survived, had a great business model, kept getting accolades from around the world that we were, you know, among the best parenting websites in the world. So these types of things drew the attention of other media companies looking to get bigger faster, right? So M&A is a great way for a variety of companies to grow. And so we sort of became a target, if you will, an acquisition target. And so that's how that happened. And it wasn't just Disney that we were talking to. There were, you know, multiple companies at multiple sort of times along the journey. And then ultimately we landed with Disney.
That's an amazing story. I have Elisa Schmitz with me here today. Let's talk about, you know, obviously your new company, 30seconds.com, which is kind of, you know, this is a digital lifestyle media company. Tell us about that.
So 30 Seconds, it started out again from a need in my personal life. I was, working as a busy mom while the proliferation of smartphones and the whole growth of mobile started happening. And looking around, I realized very quickly that we're all becoming addicted to our smartphones. And this was the new frontier in media. So recognizing that there was a problem or a challenge to be solved, meaning how can we get busy moms, great information in the same, you know, amount of time it takes basically to watch an ad on TV. That became sort of my model, thinking, okay, if I can deliver great content or in brand information, you know, connecting moms with brands, that's, you know, the business part of it, of course. That was a great solution for both moms and brands alike. And so I sort of landed on time as being the issue when you're on your smartphone, because when you're on your device, you're constantly pulled in a million directions. You've got a notification from, you know, your social, or you've got your calendar reminder. You've got, you know, all these things that are distracting you. So it needs to be fast. It needs to be good. It needs to be engaging. And so the first iteration of the company was called 30 Second Mom. And it was all about, you know, quick and easy, great content tips for moms. And so since then, the brand has evolved from just catering to moms to becoming more of a digital lifestyle media platform that, you know, also has content for dads. It has really, it's really being fueled right now by health and food. That's where people are really finding us and engaging with us, especially, you know, the pandemic was a huge driver of that. Health and food, we're all staying home more, we're cooking more, et cetera. So that's what's really fueling our business right now. And it's horribly exciting. It's just been really a fun journey.
Is this being built to exit?
Well,
yeah, we're not supposed to say that, but if you've done it once, you know the route.
You know, you do. But at the same time, I'm having so much fun and I can't see that right now. So I'm just going with it. I'm riding it. It's a fun journey. It's a big part of my identity right now. It's something that fuels me. And as an entrepreneur, I think when you're having fun and it's a passion and it's something that, you know, you really want to keep, then you're not thinking yet, you know, about your exit. And that's where I'm at.
Okay. Now we obviously this audience knows we have a tremendous entrepreneur with us here today. Let's talk about your book, Become the Fire, Transform Life's Chaos into Business and Personal Success. And I always say, why did you write the book? Because I've written a few books and we always start with why I wrote it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was trying. I didn't mean to jump ahead in the beginning of our talk. I really didn't, but it's because every step in my journey has led me to this point. And I think when you achieve some level of success, you want to be able to turn around and give it back to someone else, because otherwise, what did you do it for? Right. It's not the way I look at life. It's always been about solving problems and sort of making life better. That's been my mantra. So that's what really this book is, my repository of everything that I know, so that someone else could read it and then go do it for themselves. And when I say it, I mean whatever that is in their own life. It's not meaning what I did necessarily, it's what you want to do. So, and the trigger for the book happened because I'm a member of a mentoring organization at Northwestern University, which is one of my alma maters. And I was on campus at an on-campus mentoring event. And, you know, you tell your story and, you know, I sort of told the story the way I told it to you a little bit, you know, how I had parenting and then the Disney and 30 seconds. And, you know, after I was done telling that story, there's a young, you know, it was time for Q&A. And this young student, you know, said to me, you know, the first question was, how did you do it? And so, you know, I got sort of taken aback because it's such a great question, right? It's a totally logical question, but it's such a hard question to answer, especially in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'm curious how you answered it in a Q&A. I've seen a lot of Q&As. This one's a lot longer than the answer period.
Right, exactly. And the funny thing was, after this, you know, student asked the question, everyone leaned in, like the whole table were just like, kind of like, you know, leaning in, like, yeah, that's what we all want to know. And so I answered the question the best I could in the moment. And then as I left that event, that question really stayed with me. And I said, you know what, you better come up with a better answer to that question. And that ended up becoming the book, because I started thinking about how did I do it? What were the lessons that I learned? You know, what were the sort of the skills that I used? And so I came up with my own, you know, blueprint, if you will. But then I started thinking about the fact that there are other ways, it's not just my way, other ways to do it, other sort of diverse, you know, leaders. I'd like to know their stories and how they did it. And so I interviewed 10 other successful diverse leaders, and I got their perspectives and their skills and their lessons. And that's how I came up with the 10 lessons that are in Become the Fire. It's not just my story, it's driven by my story, but it also is, you know, taking into account 10 other leaders' stories as well.
Well, I know the secret to selling books on my podcast is to tell us what's in it. So why don't you give us give us two business lessons that are in the book.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have some favorites, which, you know, probably shouldn't say that, but the first chapter I'm really, you know, very fond of, because it talks about situational awareness and how that leads to vision. And the reason why I like that so much is because I think when people say vision or be visionary, they think about sort of these larger than life people like Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, you know, those are the visionaries, right? But I like to say anyone can be a visionary. A child can be a visionary. A mom can be, a dad can be, like anyone can be a visionary, because what visionary means is the kind of the ability to look at the world around you and see problems, identify solutions, figure out how to, you know, make things better or make a better solution to something. Even if something already exists, you can do a better version of that. So that's really, in my mind, what being visionary is all about. And the skill that it takes to do that is called situational awareness. And what I mean by that is the ability to use your senses. So, you know, your sight, your sound, you know, your ability to look around you again and notice what's happening. And that's something that kind of was ingrained in me from an early age as a child. And because I lived in, you know, Beirut, Lebanon, when it was just becoming very sort of before their civil war. So there was a lot of, you know, violence around me and, you know, being bullied at school and things like that, that give you this heightened sense of like noticing what's going on around you. And so learning how to use that, not only to protect yourself or keep yourself safe, but to see opportunity. And I think that that's a huge key when you want to be a successful entrepreneur, is being able to see around the bend, see what's ahead, and then, you know, go ahead and do something before other people do, you know, or do it better.
Well, every business I ever started was an observation and or a solution to a problem. I had a problem, I solved it, and or I saw an opportunity and I was involved in solving it. Yeah. Every business I've had came from that. None of them came for, you know, through every one of them. That was just that, okay, that we need that. Or why did this go so bad? And I hired somebody to do this and it wasn't, or I had a need to get this done and it was hard to find someone or whatever, everything. Yeah. Every business I've been involved in is like that, you know, just being really observant.
Yes.
To what's out there. And then, yeah. And of course, make it happen. So give me a personal success tip in the book.
Oh my goodness. Well, I try to do that within every chapter of the book. I kind of give an example or two from my own life. And in that chapter, the one that we just talked about, I was sort of explaining the road to leading up to iParenting. So that was because of what we talked about earlier, which is this, you know, being able to look around, see this need in my own life, and then just decide I was going to make a solution. I was going to create what I could not find for myself. And so that was about being situationally aware. That was about having a vision. And then really one thing that we haven't talked about, Sean, which is key, as you know, when having vision is execution. So it's one thing to have an idea, right?
Oh, I say ideas are generally like armpits. Yeah. Most people have them, but the ability to execute an idea, that is where you get paid the big money.
Exactly. So that's where I think a lot of people get held back. And that leads me to another tip, which is about courage. And, you know, another one, a third one, which is about being comfortable with being uncomfortable, because going out on a limb or stretching beyond your comfort zone or overcoming imposter syndrome, all of those things are super scary. And fear holds us back constantly. Fear of failure holds us back. That's another chapter in the book. It's all about sort of, you know, weighing risk versus reward and deciding in your mind that what you want matters more to you than the fear that you feel of holding you back. So you want it more than the fear sort of hinders you. And that's been my whole life, basically, is this ability to weigh risk versus reward and decide most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, that I want something more than I'm afraid of going after it. And I think that that's a huge key for people. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And yes, getting out of your comfort zone is really weird and you know, awkward sometimes. And sometimes you just want to like sort of stay back and blend into the, you know, the furniture and not take that risk or, you know, be seen because you're afraid that you'll fail. But the point is that, you know, without that courage, without that trying, you know, you'll never get anywhere. And one last tip, I guess, is that failure is actually good. So, you know, failing, and I know you know this too, the more you fail, the more you learn, and the more sort of ways not to do something you get under your belt. So every time you fail, you're that much closer to success.
I always say all failure is data.
Yes.
All it is expensive and or emotional You know, it really upset you, and or it's financial. It's one of the two. But all it did is provide confirmed data on what doesn't work.
Exactly.
Like when I'm done, I'm like, that did not work. That did not work. I'm upset about it. That hurt my feelings. I feel a little bit like I made a mistake here. But no, it confirmed something. I know never to do it that way again. And or it cost me money.
Yeah.
But without it, I would have never known that you don't do this or you don't do that. And, you know, and then as you get older, you have a big collection of all these don'ts.
You know? That's right. And you're all the wiser for it. You're wiser, you're stronger. And that's why in someone like your case, you can create so many businesses because you know what not to do. You know exactly the path not to take, right?
Yeah. And you can, I mean, I get pitched businesses all the time and I can vet a business in under 5 minutes. And it's the same thing with Shark Tank. Every one of those sharks, they play the game like they're interested. I can tell you right now, 5 out of 6 of them every single time know in the first 2 minutes whether it's a business they want, because they have a profile business that fits.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit like this. That doesn't work for me. That's a retail or that's this or that, you know, that you kind of got your, I don't feel good with that one. Like I tried that and it's not my strike zone. And it allows us to vet businesses that have better synergy with what we have going on. I have Alyssa Schmitz with me here today. Become the Fire, the book, Become the Fire, Transform Life's Chaos into Business and Personal Success. How can people connect with you and get the book?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the book's website, which is becomethefire.com. And, you know, love it if you'd sign up for the blog there. I am sharing tips, you know, regularly. And I also have an author website, which is alisaschmitz.com. So, and of course, 30seconds.com is another way. So any way that feels good to you, I'd love to stay in touch.
Well, Vincent, we'll get that in the show notes. The book is called Become the Fire. Very simple. Transform life's chaos into business and personal success. We learned a lot today. I hope you took some notes. See, I actually do that. You're probably wondering what I'm doing when I'm doing these interviews, but I have a 5x8 note card and a pen. And when stuff is good, I write stuff down because I'm trying to learn. So audience, I want to thank you so much for listening. Oh, and Alisa, appreciate you being on the podcast. It is the number one marketing podcast on the planet as I sit here in this chair. Yeah, that kind of blows me away. Yeah, set the podcast up just to kind of be able to give my business partner short pieces of advice. And I was like, why don't I just turn it into a podcast and then they can listen to it anytime they want that week. Like I'll use the podcast as the format just so that we don't have to have teaching meetings.
Right.
Yeah. And a bit of work.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. And then everyone else who listens can benefit from it. That's exactly what I'm talking about when I'm saying, you know, you're making life better. You're sharing what you know. And that's the goal, right? It's like to, you know, bring people along. So that's fabulous.
No, it's just so much fun. So again, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast brought to you by Gig Strategic. It is the digital marketing company that works with my companies and why I have partnered with them. James and I are the co-founders, and it's unbelievable. What they've done for my companies is just out of the world. So just reach out to gigstrategic.com. They're amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. As you know what I'm getting ready to say, we're going to talk again real soon because we're going to learn a lot over the next few weeks. We got some incredible guests, incredible lessons. Thank you so much.